Well, apart from disrupting travel and freight, there are questions about whether this new UK strain of coronavirus will affect how vaccines work. The maker of one COVID vaccine says he believes the product will stand up against it, but tests are still being carried out. In the meantime, the World Health Organization has called a meeting to discuss the new strain, as Barbara Miller reports.
Drumming up support for getting vaccinated.
Many in our nation are saying, if Dr. Fauci gets the vaccine, I'm going to get the vaccine. So tell us a little bit of why it's important.
In the US, some of the nation's top healthcare officials received their first dose of the COVID-19 jab, among them infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I feel extreme confidence in the safety and the efficacy of this vaccine, and I want to encourage everyone who has the opportunity to get vaccinated so that we could have a veil of protection over this country that would end this pandemic.
The Health and Human Services Secretary, Alex Azar, also received the jab.
I have complete confidence in the safety and efficacy of these vaccines, and I am just so grateful to NIH and Moderna and all the participants in Operation Warp Speed for bringing us to this point where now we can see the light at the end of the tunnel from this dark period. So thank you.
The German firm BioNTech is testing the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine it developed with Pfizer against the infectious new strain of the virus detected in Britain. The EU has also now approved use of the Pfizer-BioNTech jab. BioNTech chief executive Ouassine says he's confident the vaccine will protect against the new variant.
We are going to evaluate that in a test if the immune response against our vaccine is able to inactivate also this virus variant. We are confident that this will be the case, but we have to do the experiment.
A different mutation of the virus, meanwhile, is thought to be behind a recent spike in infection rates in South Africa, which has recorded more than 900,000 infections and 25,000 deaths since the start of the pandemic. Epidemiologist Tulio de Oliveira.
This variant also is falling, the increase of the cases, but more important, it has been dominating almost every infection that we have in the coastal area. This is from Eastern Cape all the way to Cape Town.
The World Health Organization has called a meeting to discuss strategies to counter the more infectious variant which has emerged in Britain. But the body has cautioned against alarm over the development, saying variants are a normal part of pandemic evolution.
Barbara Miller reporting.